We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Max. Finally, some good tunes. David Lee Roth.
Very nice.
We're going to go to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline right now and talk a little Major League Baseball. On the line is Radio.com Sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Tony, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Good, thank you.
Bruce and I are baseball guys through and through, and we've been talking a little baseball in the first hour. First, I want to pick your brain now that the 2020 schedule is out. Talk to me about the cold weather teams playing cold weather teams while the Angels are opening up at Houston, for example, in 2020. Am I making too big of a deal about that stuff?
I mean, yes and no. It seems like every other year, there's, especially the last few years, the early part of the season has been just crazy on the East Coast. And I've always talked about, even when I was playing, it would make sense to just start all the cold weather teams on the West Coast to start the year. And then you're not having all these makeup games and doubleheaders to try to catch up. But, you know, I understand that the schedule is difficult to make, especially when you have the interdivision 19 or so games that you got to play. It kind of complicates things a little bit. But I think it's a subject that comes up every opening season, and it's largely due to so many games being canceled due to weather.
All right, Tony, let's get to the low-hanging fruit as quickly as possible so we can move on. Home runs are the elephant in every single room. They're being hit at an alarming rate. Some would say at a very entertaining rate. As baseball guys, I think it's more of an alarming rate. But as the cow left the pen here, and is this the way that baseball is going to be? And are we going to be in an all or nothing mode? Home runs, walks, strikeouts. Because I don't know if I like the way that baseball is going offensively.
Yeah, you're not alone in that thought process. It's interesting because clearly something's going on with the ball. No matter what the commission says, whether they're centering the core or whatever it may be going on, something's not right. The ball is acting like a super ball off of the bat. But I do think, as of right now, and I think, listen, baseball always goes through these changes. You know, it was Moneyball for a while, and then it changed again. And that's just kind of how the game has worked. I do think we'll see it come back somewhat. But I also believe that based on the analytics, and I don't think they're going anywhere, that we will see more of the all-or-nothing approach. And from a spectating standpoint, I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. You know, I think what made the game intriguing as a kid for myself growing up was risk, right? You know, you had the risk. You played the odds sometimes, and that made it a more exciting game. But you fast forward to now where basically the teams have all the answers, you know? So you move a guy over, you shift him over, he hits the ball there 85% of the time. It basically leads to the answers to the test. You no longer see a Jeter going in the hole, making a deep throw to first base because he's already positioned there.
Yeah.
And I just think from a spectating standpoint, from a fan standpoint, baseball is in a conundrum. They got to figure out how to keep fans entertained, but on the same side, on the baseball side, still be able to use these analytics to the advantage, because it makes sense to use them, but it kind of takes away from the excitement of the actual game.
Radio.com Sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us here on Sports Daily, and we're glad to have him. The American League, Tony, seems a little top heavy, I think you could say. Four teams that are playing 600 ball or more. The Yankees with 79 wins and the Astros with 77. Seems to me like that the Astros are almost ironclad. The Yankees right. have struggled a little bit pitching, but the Astros seem to have it all. Do they?
It's hard to argue against. It's hard to argue against. Yeah. I mean, Zach Greinke is their number three starter. That's how good that starting rotation is. I know, right? And you know, their bullpen has been exceptional, really, for the last 3-4 years since they won that World Series. So, offensively, and you know, I think George Springer is one of the most exciting players in baseball. You add the new kid Alvarez, who is only played in 40 something games and already has 52 RBIs or something like that. Mm-hmm. They just have a bunch of talent, and really, you know, obviously you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. A team can get hot. We see that from time to time, but they have a clear advantage because you get into a 7-game set with them. They don't have to shorten their staff. They can run all 5 guys out there and feel pretty comfortable. I mean, they can shorten if need be, but if they get ahead in the series, they don't need to do that like most teams. You know, if you look at a team like Cleveland, so like as good as they are, they get into a series, their staff gets shortened, mm-hmm. and there's no doubt about it. So you mentioned the Yankees. They didn't really address their starting rotation at the deadline, or at least they were beat to starting their to adding to their rotation. And, you know, I think Houston's the clear-cut favorite. And until proven otherwise, I would argue against anybody who feels differently.
Hey, I'm with you. Tony Gwynn Jr., Radio.com, joining us, talking baseball, former big leaguer. You get a pretty good view of the Dodgers being where you are out on the West Coast. They've been a very interesting study for the better part of 7 years now. They're going to win, a 7th straight division. They're the unchallenged beast of the West, but they can't seem to get over the hump. They were in a World Series a year ago. How has Dave Roberts and then the brain trust there subtly shifted the roster to make this more conducive to winning a championship? Because they've had plenty of experience of having gotten there, but not being able to get over the hump. So what's different about the Dodgers this year? And are they clearly the favorite in the National League?
So to answer the first part of the question, the roster, really, there's not a whole lot that changed. Here's what did change. They have much more of a worker, a workman's-like attitude towards the game. You know, before they had a lot of more – they had some big names in that lineup. Don't know if the pieces actually fit that well, and they still were able to get to 2 World Series. But now they have a versatile lineup. They've eliminated the strikeout. You guys got we watch this team a lot. They played the Padres a lot, and they are one of the best at extending at bats and wearing down your pitcher. And that's more how they're doing it this year, whereas the last couple years, They just tried to beat you with the homer, and they came in bunches, and they're still doing that now, but they do a much better job of executing, being able to get in runs without the home run. And you know, the other thing that's happened for their, especially in their starting rotation, is all of a sudden Ryu is a Cy Young favorite.
Yeah.
And yet Ryu, you add Walker Buehler, who came up and had done well last year and continues to do well this year. Clayton Kershaw, although the velocity has dropped, he's pretty much still the same Clayton Kershaw. Rich Hill has pitched well. They got a good start from Maeda. I think their rotation is better than it's been in the past. But to answer your question, if they're clear-cut favorite, I do think they're favorite. I don't think it's as clear-cut anymore.
Okay.
The one thing I feel the Dodgers have made a mistake on over the last few years is not – adding a tier one bullpen guy to help Kenley Jansen in the back end. And when you watch those World Series, that was an issue. You know, they couldn't get the ball to him in situations, or they didn't have another guy to lean on in those situations. And the Braves, on the other hand, went out and added to their bullpen. And if I'm a Dodgers fan, I would hate to face the Braves and see all the relief help they got and end up losing to them in the playoffs. So I think that's going to be the matchup that we see in the National League Championship when it's all said and done. And if I'm the Dodgers, I'd be a little worried about that because, again, they've gotten there twice, so it's tough to argue against their philosophy, but it's not about regular season wins. At the end of the day, it's about hosting that trophy up at the end of the year, and they've come up short. And if there's one move that could help you get over the hump, I think they've missed on it the last couple of years. So we'll see how that one rolls.
Talking to MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. from Radio.com Sports, talking baseball. We had your buddy Ben Davis on a few weeks ago, and I know you talked about it on your Big Time Baseball podcast, Players Edition. Man, we were all laughing at the Mets about a month ago, wondering what in the world they were doing, signing or trading for Marcus Stroman, and look at them now, man. They may not make much noise in the playoffs, but what a run they've been on.
Right. I mean, listen, I would hate to be the team that has to face them if they are to get in, because we talked about starting rotations. They don't have a bad starting rotation. I mean, the way Wheeler, Syndergaard, DeGrom have pitched in the second half, I mean, that's a large part of how they've been able to go on this run. You had a guy like Marcus Stroman. You still have a guy like Mats that can round out the back end of that rotation. And listen, they got some guys who are stepping up in moments. You know, obviously Pete Alonso has been terrific for them all year long. And you get guys contributing. Alt McNeil, top of the leaderboard in batting average. So you got some guys who are being productive. And guess what? They're probably going to get a bat here in another couple of weeks when Robinson Cano comes in and adds to that offense. So it's a scary team. And that bullpen that was really bad all year long have all of a sudden gotten hot, you know. So, and that's without the help of Diaz, who was supposed to be their best reliever.
Right.
So if these guys get in the playoffs, they're a scary team to watch. They definitely have the right to get on their soapbox and point the finger at everybody and laugh, because when they made the trade for Marcus Stroman, I was mind blown. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yeah, I hear you. And maybe the Mets are the answer to this next question, but I'll pose it anyway. 162 games is, to me, the ultimate truth serum, because you get to know a ball club, you get to know what to expect. There generally aren't that many surprises. So then, of course, I will ask you, what team out there has the biggest capacity to surprise us in the postseason?
I think it's the Braves. I mean, I know they have a team that, you know, has some very exciting players, but I don't think anybody looks at them yet as championship contenders. I think the moves they made at the deadline, you know, you bring in a guy like Green, you bring in a guy who's bounced back like Melanson, and we know what the young dudes can do, whether it's Acuña Jr., whether it's Albies. They have the perfect mix that if they get in the playoffs, they can make some serious noise and make a run at winning the World Series.
Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Tony, it was good to run you down. We had your boy Ben Davis on, and now we got you, so we feel like we've completed the duo. Appreciate your time, and thanks for the insight.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Tony Gwynn Jr. The one time that I shared a locker room with his old man, 1999 spring training, broke his bat during BP. What was I thinking? Why didn't I get that bat?
Dude, I hear you. Well, you don't think of it in the moment.
No, I damn sure didn't, because I was like, oh, sorry,
you don't think of it in the moment. Now, maybe later when you're having a beer and you're thinking, damn, I should have grabbed that.
I should just, out of the corner of my eye, watch which trash can he took it over to and then circle back later, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a stone-cold hitter. Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn was just, he was fantastic. He, Wade Boggs, those kind of guys that just would just bleed you dry because they just, all they did was hit day in and day out.
Well, those guys, you know? It's like, hurry up and get your hit so I can face somebody that can't.
Yeah, you're right. You know? Get it done so we can get on with some other things.
Yeah.
God, those guys were, but Gwynn was just
fantastic.
Think
about this, too. You remember the strike of 1994? Of course, it's the 25-year anniversary of the strike.
Sure.
But Gwynn was hitting 394. when the strike struck.
Yeah.
He was hitting 394, and wasn't that also the year that the Expos were killing everybody?
Yes.
And we obviously never heard from them again. So,
which was a darn shame.
Yeah.
Wasn't Mike Lansing on that
Expos team? Yep.
Pedro, Mike Lansing.
Larry Walker.
They had some guys. Larry Walker. I mean, they actually had some guys
on that team.
They
were legit. Yeah.
That team was really, really good. So, I hope baseball gets back to Montreal at some point. I think it'd be cool to
move the Rays
there,
like we talked about a month ago.
I couldn't agree more. Doesn't work in Tampa. It just doesn't work. And that's not to take anything away from them down there. And when I say Tampa, I mean St. Pete, because that's where it is. It's in St. Pete. But it's just,
you know,
doesn't work.
When you say, with all due respect, somebody's about to get disrespected.
Well,
I hear show up. Go to the games. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about this. Wouldn't be talking about going to Montreal. But if you know, Tampa, St. Pete, you care about the Rays at all, go watch them. They're only 70-50.
No kidding.
I mean, so it's not about the product on the field.
No.
And it really never has been. They've got
about the building.
They've got the second.
It's about
wild
the building and
right
the demographics.
Now.
And the fact that nobody has ownership of the team. That's the biggest issue. No ownership. And what I mean ownership is fans taking ownership of the team.
Right, yeah.
That's what I mean. Not their ownership. Their ownership's fine. So, anyway.
By the way.
Yes.
Dan Israel, tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Beautiful.
Work got in the way, but he claims we'll try a mulligan tomorrow.
I thought he was getting a pedicure.
Well.
Something like that.
We can grill him because I obviously built it up as a triumphant return, and he didn't return. So.
Well, tomorrow it'll just be the return. It won't be triumphant.
Yeah, and we'll cross our fingers and knock on wood.
Absolutely.
Hopefully
OTD coming up next on This Day in History, brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your equipment rental headquarters. It happened on this day, August 13th, in the world of sports, and it's next on Sports Daily.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.